This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Gardening season in Kansas is gearing up. Before doing any planting, K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Sedgwick County, Rebecca McMahon, one of the authors of the newly updated Kansas Garden Guide, recommends all gardeners draw a diagram of their garden space and actually plan the garden.
Having that map can be really helpful when you're starting to make those decisions about what should I plant, how many plants do I need to purchase, how many seeds do I need to purchase, and do I really truly have space for all the things that I want to have in my garden this year. For me personally, when I'm creating a garden map, I like to use the computer, but you don't have to. You can just sketch it out on paper if you prefer, or you can kind of make a layout of your garden that you can use every year. Once you have your basic map, then you're going to want to start putting your plants into your garden. Often, if you are going to have a more complicated or complex garden where you have early spring plantings followed by summer plantings and maybe even followed by fall plantings, you're going to want to possibly have two different planting plans. What I find helpful is once I start to develop my garden plan, I want to have a list of all the plants I hope to have in my garden, the variety if I know it, and then from there, I'm going to write down when I expect to plant that particular crop. Once you've got that done, the next step is going to be to refer to the vegetable crop information table in the garden guide and figure out the correct spacings for your plants. So for instance, if you're trying to figure out how much space should I allow for my tomato plants, you're going to look down that column and you're going to find the recommended spacing range for tomato plants. When you're looking at the spacing information, it says spacing within the row. So if I'm planting a row of tomatoes, even if I'm in a raised bed and you're like, I'm only planting two tomato plants, that's not really a row. Well, it's still kind of a row. So we're going to space those out. And when it says spacing within the row, what it is actually telling you is the distance from the stem of one tomato plant to the stem of the next tomato plant. There's another column that is called the between row spacing. So this is the average spacing between the rows. If you have a larger garden that is an in-ground garden and you have walking paths or things like that between your planting rows, that column is going to tell you how much space you need to allow between different rows of vegetable crops. If you have a pretty straightforward, simple garden plan where maybe all of your crops are going to be planted in either late April or early to mid-May, then you probably will just need to make one plan for your garden. However, if you have some crops that are planted in, say, mid to late March or even early April, and other crops that are going to be planted in May or as late as June or July, then you may need to make a couple of planting plans in order to better explain and help yourself remember what exactly you're going to plant when. At that point, it's also helpful to refer to the average expected harvest calendar. That calendar is going to help you have a little bit better idea when to expect to harvest some of those early spring crops. So you know, can I stick another planting into that same spot in my garden a little bit later? At this point, you're going to go back to that sketch or map that you made early on, and you're going to just go down your list and you're going to start going plant by plant and figuring out how to fit it into your garden, allowing adequate space for the full mature size of the crop using your spacing guide. And then you're also going to want to refer to your planting times to determine, do I maybe need to make a map for my early spring planting and then a second map for my later spring planting, or can I fit it all onto one map? One of the things when I'm making a map of a garden that I find really helpful is when I'm plotting out larger plants into the garden map, things like tomatoes or peppers, plants that are going to take a lot bigger space in the garden. I draw a big circle for each of those plants so that I'm remembering how much space those plants are going to take at maturity. Things like onions or radishes, carrots that are often in a thicker row, I'm not going to draw a square or a circle for every single tiny little plant. Usually I'm going to just mark out the row and make sure I allow enough space for the mature size of the plants in that row. But rather than marking each plant, I like to just mark where my row is going to be.
That's Rebecca McMahon, K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Sedgwick County, with information from the updated Kansas Garden Guide on planning a garden. The Garden Guide will soon be available from the K-State Research and Extension Bookstore. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.